Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. Again, this morning, I just want to tell you how grateful we are to have the opportunity to do this radio program, to hopefully bring some encouragement to you along the way. We certainly hope that the messages that we have to share this week are ones that motivate you and encourage you and want you to serve the Lord even more faithful than you are today. We've been talking this week primarily about a passage that we find in the book of Colossians. We want to continue in that thought today. Our idea is that we've been using is what we need to put on. And Paul specifically here in the verses that we're reading tells us as Christians to put on things. And so let's take just a moment again to read that verse. It's Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. And so what we've been thinking about is the idea there where he says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on. And then he begins to list those things. And the thought that we've been sharing around the idea of put on is, when I think about that, I generally think about someone getting dressed. You know, you put on your clothes, or you cover yourself, or you clothe yourself. And so that's really the idea that we want to share with these attributes that he tells us to put on, is to literally cover ourselves in those things. We've mentioned, and we want to do so again this morning, that not only has he told us here in this chapter to put some things on, he's also told us to take some things off. If we go back just a little bit down in verse 5, he had told us to put to death or to put away the things of the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness. Down in verse 8, he says to put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language. So he's told us to take these things away from ourselves. Put those things away. Don't have any more part with those. But definitely put on things like tender mercies, which we talked about earlier in the week, the idea of compassion toward others. In the same way Christ has shown compassion toward us, let's also show compassion for others with tender mercy. Kindness was the second thing that we talked about putting on. We talked about that yesterday. Very similar in a lot of ways to tender mercies, but the idea of being concerned for and toward others. Displaying that through our actions, being warm-hearted and understanding and helpful toward them, being very deliberate about our kindness. And then today, we want to continue to get dressed, if you will, to put these things on. And we want to clothe ourselves and we want to put on humility, which is also listed there. You know, there's a lot of things that we could say about humility. One of the ways that I describe it sometimes is the ability and the willingness to admit that you're wrong. You know, that takes a great deal of humility to do that. Humility, in a lot of ways, is the opposite of pride. The Bible really doesn't speak of pride in a favorable manner at all. And while I think we certainly understand there's a kind of pride that is certainly good and okay, the pride maybe we have toward our family or our children, but in general, pride is not spoken well of in the Bible at all. So we want to encourage you to really have the opposite of that and think in terms more of being humble. Again, that ability to admit that you're wrong. Let's listen to a couple of verses here from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So fear of the Lord, but also humility bring us the riches and the honor and the life. And then one really talking about the opposite of that, which is pride in Proverbs 16 and verse 18. It says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So again, thinking about that in terms of the opposite of humility really gives us a great warning there and reminds us of how important it is for us to be humble and to show humility. So again, we want to encourage you today to put those things on. Put on those tender mercies today. Put on that kindness today. And put on that humility today. May God bless you in whatever you have to do today. If you're able, we'd love to have you sometime to join us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, again in the afternoon at 5 p.m. And we also meet on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for Bible study. It'd be our honor to have you. We'd love to meet you and get to know you. Again, may God bless you today.